Stick it in your face, 'cause it comes from the place you're living. Stick it in your face, 'cause it comes from the place you're living. Stick it in your face.
Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Pat. We are part of North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through local food and agriculture.
Today,
and we're going to mix it up a little
we
bit.
We are going to mix. I know. I started to go into my next introduction line, and I'm going to back off from that and let Pat talk.
That's quite all right. Teresa is going to wear just a little bit different hat today. She's got many, many hats. So today on the show, we're talking with Teresa from North Coast Food Web and with Emily Vollmer of Food Roots.
Hello.
Hi.
Great to have you guys in this place today.
Thanks. I just started to say welcome, Emily.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm Emily Vollmer, and I grew up in the Willamette Valley, and I moved to Tillamook County this past winter. So I've been on the coast for less than a year, but I've been in Oregon for a long time, and I'm so pleased to be here. I'm working with Food Roots down in Tillamook, and specifically, I got hired on to manage a USDA grant that they got, and so for 2 years, I'm here to help get resources to farmers in our area, and specifically, my focus is with the horticultural crops. So I'm not so much working with the farmers who are, you know, raising livestock. But that's my role. We'll get into that more later.
Absolutely.
Great. Good to hear about that. From a maybe a little bit broader perspective, tell us about Food Roots. What are they all about?
So Food Roots has been a functioning entity for 7 years based out of Tillamook, and they have a variety of programs. So some of the top ones would be we have a farm to school program. And that's school gardens, working with kids, and kind of the community garden aspect of things. We're active in the community food system topic, and so we've been involved with the feast reports. I won't get into that, just as the overview, big picture. And we also are connected with farmers in our county, and so, providing support to the various aspects, being farmers and consumers and kids. So.
Right. So I'm just curious, your first year on the coast, what's been the biggest surprise?
The biggest surprise? How sunny it was.
Okay, that is not usual.
I love it.
I do too.
And Teresa, for the few people in the area that might not know you.
I wouldn't say that. So one of the many hats that I wear is I do outreach and fundraising for North Coast Food Web, and we are a group based here in Astoria. We work in the Lower Columbia Pacific region, so sort of Clatsop County, but also on the Washington side of the river as well. And we, work to support, building healthy economies through local food and agriculture. And really, we like to say that we work to help our community feed itself. Mm-hmm. And we do that through a lot of similar programs to Food Roots, a lot of engagement with farmers through programs like, the Grow the Coast Conference, which we'll be talking about later, and Meet Your Farmer programs. We also operate the River People Farmers Market in Astoria, which just finished a fourth successful season. So really looking to support small producers and help connect them with consumers on the coast. And then we also do education, what we would consider food literacy, kind of building that knowledge in people about what local food is available and what to do with it. And so we are out in the schools. We have some great programs like mobile gardens that are out in the schools. And we're just coming up on Food Day Week, which is this week. So we're going to be in 3 schools this week doing like food education with kids. And that's going to be great. And we just, I think today is the absolute exciting day where we are going to be moving into a new building. We have a home. We have a very generous donor who is like helping fund a building for North Coast Food Web. And we're going to be able to build a kitchen in that building and start offering cooking classes for the community. So we're super excited about that. So there's lots of things that we do to help engage with local food and our community food system, like Food Roots. And we work together with Food Roots. We've been doing a lot of projects in partnership with them. And it's an exciting time to be interested in local food on the North Coast. I've got to say, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Great. I know we're going to talk about Grow the Coast today, but I just wanted to talk about Food Week just for a second, because I just think it's so incredibly exciting to teach kids about where their food comes from. That notion of, oh, that's what a carrot looks like, or, ooh, that's kale. I've not mm-hmm. seen that before.
Well, technically, there's National Food Day this week, and I forget which day National Food Day actually is. What we started doing, this is just usually because we do a different path always, and why do something simple when you can make it more complicated? So for Food Web, we take a week to celebrate Food Day because we go
kind of like birthdays. That's how they should be celebrated.
So we go
too.
To different schools and sort of set up like a, it's kind of like a farmer's market booth with lots of different vegetables. We call it our vegetable petting zoo, and kids come and like get to just pick everything up because you don't normally go to a grocery store. You don't get to pick up the stalk of Brussels sprouts and feel the squash and all that stuff. So they get to pick everything up and handle it.
You don't see a stalk of Brussels sprouts in the grocery store very often.
I know. And then there's food samples. They get to taste kale and things like that. So it's very cool. It's really engaging. So we'll be at Astor Elementary, Seaside Heights Elementary, and Hilda Lottie out in Napa this year. So we're really excited about it.
Food literacy, it's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah. So Grow the Coast, third annual Grow the Coast coming up November 1st. Yes.
So,
Seaside?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it? I was about to say, like, it's a conference. It's a day-long conference, and we've got a number of things that we're highlighting. One, we have a series of workshops through the day, and we have a keynote address, and I mm-hmm. think Teresa's going to follow up with some more about that.
Yeah.
And we also have an exhibitor marketplace where various organizations will have tables to share information and services. Mm-hmm. So that's the big picture.
Yeah, and I would say that, so Grow the Coast, our tagline is, you know, farms, food, and community. And so it's really covering all of those areas. And so a lot of the workshops are geared for our growing small farm community out here on the coast. But it's also broader than that. It's for home gardeners, people who might think of themselves as homesteaders or serious home gardeners, community garden people, people who are interested in food and making food, eating food. I think anybody who's interested in that world, there's probably something here for you.
So it's a day to learn from experts, and that's what the workshops are there for. And it's also a day to network and just make connections with other folks that are excited about things that you're excited about. And you can do that informally over lunch. You can do that with an organization in the resource marketplace area. And then the keynote, I think, is a particularly fascinating thing.
Absolutely. Okay. So Emily's staring at me because I'm participating.
Keynote. I know. Okay.
So the first program of the day, so we really want to encourage everybody who's going to come early and come for the start, because we're doing sort of a state of the food system address and engaging address. We're hoping to get audience participation in this too. And so we have three panelists, and I'm one of them, kind of reporting from reporting from different aspects of the food system. So we have Laura Swanson, who's the market manager for the Manzanita Farmers Market, and she's going to be talking about marketplaces and markets and what's going on in that world. We have Dirk Roan, who is not only a county commissioner for Clatsop County, but a dairy farmer out in Brownsmead. Awesome guy. For the few people who don't know Dirk Roan, he's amazing. And he's going to be talking about, you know, a lot about small family farms and dairy and what that's like,
fabulous.
You know, from his family story perspective. And then I'm kind of doing cleanup batting and looking at, well, no, but talking about kind of a lot of the food access issues in our communities and talking about some of the issues of hunger that our communities have and what we're doing about it and what resources there are. And so we'll each do a very brief kind of report on what's going on in our world. And
our world is the North Coast, and that's kind of what's fascinating, is that we're focusing on our region, which is mostly Clatsop and Tillamook counties, and that's who we represent as nonprofit entities. And it's also a sizable chunk that we can talk about. We have commonalities.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is being moderated by Lauren Gwynn, who works with the Center for Small Farms out of Oregon State University Extension Service. And we're also going to have an element where we want audience participation. We want people to be able to comment on what they think the issues that we're facing out here in our food system are. What do they see as our challenges? What do they see as our opportunities? And, you know, a food system is everything from, you know, when the seed goes in the ground, or the, you know, the animal is born and raised, and everything about how that, you know, that happens, the food production, to when it is sold, it goes to market. Is it sold direct to a customer? Is it sold to a wholesaler or a grocery store? You go and buy it at the grocery store, you take it home, you cook it, and you eat it, you know, and what do you do with the compost? You know, that's your food system, and it's everything that is involved with that. So if you have comments or ideas or thoughts or concerns about how that system is functioning out here on the coast, we really want to encourage you to come and add your voice to it. We'll have an ability for people to write down notes and comment at the keynote, and then throughout the day, as something occurs to you, you can write down a note and stick it on the wall. And then Oregon Food Bank has very generously offered to take all that information. They're going to compile it, and they're going to give a report back to Food Roots and North Coast Food Web, which we'll share with the greater community. And that helps us understand how to focus our work better to support our growing local food system out here.
And move projects into the future. I think that's one of the things that I find very exciting about mm-hmm. it is we're listening in order to work with you and also, you know, make our priorities.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really helpful the more we hear from people. And I would also encourage, I mean, maybe later on we can put something out there when it's closer to the conference time. If you're not able to attend but you still want to make comments,
great.
You know, both Food Roots and North Coast Food Web have email, and I think that's pretty common. Everyone can send an email. Just if you have thoughts or ideas, you know, ours is info@northcoastfoodweb.org. And
I think the easiest would be office@foodrootsnw.org.
Yeah, and so if you have thoughts about our food system and things you like and things you don't like, you know, just send us an email and let us know, and we'll add that into the mix. We'll make sure that information gets compiled along with everything else.
That's great.
So that's going to be a really great, great discussion.
So before we go deeper into the program, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the when and the where and time. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
when is this happening?
Do you want to?
It's 2 weeks away.
I know. So it's so it's November 1st, and it's happening at the Seaside Convention Center, which is
a really great location.
It's a great facility for this. It's kind of central to a lot of the different farms and community members who come. It starts at, is it 8:30?
So the sign-in begins at 8, and so we'll have beverages and morning snacks available at that time. And the keynote starts at 9.
Okay.
You're going to be more comfortable and beveraged up if you show up between 8 and 8:30, and that'll make everything flow more smoothly. But the official program doesn't start till 9, uh-huh. and then it closes at 4:30. So it's a day-long event, but we're changing it up. We've got a lot of mm-hmm. options, and so it should be pretty engaging.
And there is lunch included. Well, snacks and lunch are included in your ticket price of the whole day. So if you want information about tickets and to sign up online, you go to northcoastfoodweb.org/growthecoast. Or if the slash is too confusing for you, if you just go to North Coast Food Web, there should be either a button on the front page or a link that's just Grow the Coast. Go check it out. And there's information on tickets and how to sign up and register. And we really encourage you to register soon. The ticket prices do go up on October 26th. I believe
seventh.
Oops, the week before.
And so this get
really
your tickets
and
now.
This really helps us because we have to plan for lunch for a lot of people, and so numbers in advance really help our caterers, who are headed up by the amazing Marianne Myers. And you don't want Marianne mad at you, so get your ticket. Get your ticket soon. Let her plan. You're going to be really well fed throughout the day. I will guarantee
Marianne
that.
Won't be mad at you. She just wants to make sure she has enough food to feed everyone that's going to be there.
Well, the other great reason to go to the conference website is that we have a lot of teasers. Or not teasers. It's information. But I see it as very teasing because I want to do all the different workshops. And I'm so excited about all the different people that we've invited. So on the website, we have all of the workshops listed, and so their titles and descriptions, and then we also have a section that tells you about our presenters. And so everyone that's presenting has a bio on there, and so under the presenters link you can read about them. And one of the most
really
exciting things,
people coming.
Yeah, it was recruiting people that we thought really highly of and be like, oh, that would be really fascinating if they would come and talk. And so it's like being
coming,
able to invite
your
favorite people and then share them with others.
Yeah, I know.
So that's pretty fun.
It is.
So
you know,
who might we look forward to?
Well, you know what I thought we could do is maybe like, let's do like a really quick rundown of the workshops.
That'd be
great.
And
then we can go back and maybe talk about a few more in depth.
Yeah.
Oh, and whoops. Marianne, thank you for that. I'm so excited about Grow the Coast. I forgot to say that you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. We're streaming live at coastradio.org, and you can listen using the TuneIn app on the mobile device of your choice. So workshops. Let's just talk workshops. You want to go over the farm and garden ones?
Yeah. So my work with Food Roots is focused on the horticultural crops. Mm-hmm. And so I'm here to get resources to farmers. And that takes a number of different angles. And so it's both informing the community about food and what farmers are having to deal with, from their side. And we also have it farm business workshops, which is about, you know, how do you make this a business? Because it's fun, but the business side is challenging. So let me start with the farm business ones. So we have a presentation on where to begin. You know, what do you have as resources if you want to start up a farm business? And we have another workshop that's about agritourism. So if you're an existing farm or you have like a garden place that you want to consider adding a farm stay, you know, kind of a bed and breakfast type thing, but with a farmy aspect, or farm dinners or a farm stand, those are all versions of agritourism. And so we have a couple experts talking about that. And then we have a workshop on cost accounting for your farm business. So that's looking into how do you refine your business to make it more profitable. So that's the farm businessy side. And then the bulk of the workshops are actually a farm and garden audience, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And the presenters are aware of the mixed audience of gardeners and farmers. And so they're going to be able to field questions, and they're going to be able to modify their presentation based on who's in the audience and what the interest is. And so we have fruit tree growing. We have how to manage and identify the weeds in your farm and garden. Mm, we have cheese making 101.
That one's
looking forward to that.
That's great.
We have a physical therapist coming to talk about how to use your body. What are the exercises you need to think about doing to make it so that you can continue to garden and farm?
Can I just say, I'm really, after this past weekend of weeding and getting my cover crop zone, man, I was like, I know my hand is kind of numb. And I'm just like, oh, I'm really looking forward to that. So that's going to be exciting.
I'm so excited about the agritourism part. You know, I think about people in this country go to Italy.
France,
the country,
all Spain,
that really,
all those places
really comes
to
mind, and they stay on people's farms and they do work, and we've got amazing things happening here.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity to
really
expand what's happening on your farm so that you can become even more sustainable.
Absolutely. There's some other things that, you know, it's funny, some of these workshops, we have one called Disease Management Through Crop Rotations, and you can look at them and go, okay, but that's actually really exciting stuff. When you can use crops and really understand that crop rotation, whether you're, you know, an 18-acre farm or you have, you know, 1,800 square feet or just like a 10-foot bed, you know, knowing how to rotate your crops can really help save you some heartache.
Well,
for managing pests
of
and
the
diseases.
Soil that way.
Absolutely. So I think that that's one that's going to apply to a lot of different people. We have people coming out to talk about seed saving, basic seed saving, and kind of saving seed to select for certain varieties. So if you've got something that's doing well in your garden, how do you save seed for that variety? And you can start to really get specific. And that, you know, that kale plant, that cucumber, that tomato, whatever that is that does well in your garden, you know how to save the seed so that plant can come back year after year. That's super exciting.
Yeah,
and I think that's such a neat thing because it sounds so daunting.
Yeah.
But what's really great is that Lori McKenzie from Organic Seed Alliance will be teaching that one. And she's going to do a seed threshing demonstration.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty simple procedure, but if you've never done it before, it can be like, I don't know, I'm blowing seeds around and somehow like something magic is supposed to happen. And she's also going to be able to address things that you can do on a gardener scale. You don't have to have like a college degree to be able to select seeds that are going to grow well in your area.
Absolutely. And I think just having somebody hold your hand through that and be able to ask those questions can really get you over that fear of, how do I do this? It seems so complicated. And that's so exciting. And I mean, having someone come from Organic Seed Alliance is really cool and very amazing. She's an amazing resource. We also have one that's about winter vegetable production, which I think is really an area I'd love to see people expand more in this region, both on a home level and on a farm level. Mm-hmm. There's a lot we can grow through the winter, and sometimes not in a greenhouse. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that does okay outside. Mm-hmm. And just how do you do that? You know, how do you make that work? I think that could be really exciting for us. And we also have a livestock track. There's a lot of livestock that happens out here on the North Coast, from dairy farmers to meat producers. And so we've got a great someone coming from Mosaic Farms, Chris Hansen, and Chip Buble from OSU Extension are going to be doing a workshop on evaluating feeding options for smallholder livestock operations in our area. And that's a, like, feeding your livestock is a big expense. It's a big issue. They're going to be looking at different exciting options. And it's great to have a farmer there, a rancher who does this, in addition to the, you know, Chip, who's, Chip is amazing. If you have never taken a workshop from him, he's awesome. But also having somebody who's, like, really practicing it in the field is great. We've got a poultry meat production thing. So if you ever wanted to raise chickens or turkeys and birds for meat production, this is a great workshop for you. I mean, it's, I'm sorry, vegan people. It's, yeah. But, you know, it's for us omnivores out there, this is, can be a really great resource and really something that we can do well out here on the coast. And then what I'm super excited about, Lance and Tammy from Lance's Farm Vittles are going to be, I love that this is called, What Do I Do With That Chunk of Grass-Fed Meat? Is their workshop.
Oh, that's great.
And so they are going to come, that's, and we're huge, hoping to have a chef with them to talk about grass-fed meat and why, where do you find it, what are the different cuts, and what do you do
How
with
do
half
you,
a steer? How do you store it? What are the differences? Oh. You know, kind of breaking it down, some of unusual cuts of meat. And this is something I really want to encourage people. Like, if you're a home cook, if you love food, there are a lot of people out there raising meat on the North Coast. And sometimes you have to buy it as, like, half a cow or a quarter of a cow or a pig or a lamb. This is often how, if you want to buy through the 4-H livestock auction, this is how your meat's going to come. And understanding what some of those other cuts of meat are.
Well, and how much room do I have to store that
I
amount
know,
of meat?
I know, but what do you do with it?
What do I do if it's beyond just hamburger and a steak and maybe a roast? How do I?
Yeah, there's some really great meat options out there, but
amazing,
you got to know what to do with it. So that's going to be really
that's
cool.
That's exciting.
I know. And then one other thing that I really want to emphasize. So we've got this resource marketplace, and you talked about there's going to be a lot of different organizations coming. We also have a couple of local bookstores. Both Beach Books and Seaside and Lucy's Books are teaming up to bring a bunch of great books all about topics that this audience is going to be excited about. So you can go shopping, bring your checkbook and your wallet. And but then also in the resource marketplace, we're going to have some kind of, they're not really a workshop. Emily,
yeah,
how would you describe it?
The resource marketplace is an area in the conference, and it's shared with kind of the dining area, but partitioned off a little bit. So it's an area that you'll be able to flow through. And so various organizations have their tables there, and we wanted to allow those organizations to have the floor a little bit. And so during each of the workshop times, there'll be a theme, a topic that the organizations in the resource marketplace who are on that topic will share about what they do. And so one of them, for example, is about educational gardens. And so that's where there'll be a panelist talking about a community garden. We'll have someone talking about correctional facility gardens, and we'll have a food corps service member talk about the school garden work that she does. And so, and we'll have a teacher talk about, from her side of being a teacher in a school, how she's involved with the school gardens and what are the challenges. And so it's that's an example of an opportunity to network with each other, share ideas, improve your programs, recruit people who might be interested. And
so it's not really a formal workshop presentation.
Right.
I think each of these people will speak briefly about what they do, and then there'll be some tables and chairs around for people to sit and have a discussion. But it's really about people connecting with one another who are doing like work and
That's
finding
great.
Those kind of resources. And so I'm excited about that. So we've got one about the educational gardens. There's going to be one about resources for your farm business, which I'm really excited about. And then one that's specific to financing your farm, which is a huge issue for a lot of people. traditional and creative resources for farmer financing. So if you have a farm or you're thinking about starting one and you're facing some financial challenges, that would be a really great one. So these are going to be going concurrently with a workshop. So it's one of those things where sometimes you might look
Choices.
At a conference schedule and say, well, I like this workshop and this workshop, but this time period, I can't really pick any of those. But there might be something going on in the resource marketplace that you would want to hang out and listen to and participate in that discussion. So we're really trying to line up a lot of things for people throughout the day. And I want to briefly...
Sounds like a full day.
I think
How
it's going to be really fun. I want to say again, if people are interested in signing up, registration, ticket information, the website is northcoastfoodweb.org/growthecoast. And that's going to take you to where you can buy tickets and sign up for this. And I want to encourage you to do that before October 27th because the prices will go up then. And part of the reason we're doing that is so that we get a good idea of numbers so that we can have a really awesome, enough food for the crowds.
We can get in at the door, though, can't we?
And you, I'm sorry, thank you for reminding me that, Marianne. Yes, you can actually show up on the day. If you just, in the moment the mood takes you, you can show up that morning and say, and sign up and register there. It's just going to cost a little bit more if you wait until showing up at the door. But we will, given that Marianne and her team are catering this, there will be enough food. But it's going to be really awesome. I think you just mentioned sourcing some grass-fed meat for meatballs.
Yes.
Swedish meatballs.
Yum.
What else is on the menu? We're going to have lots of great salads. And
we're going to have Swedish meatballs made from Lance's Farm Vittles ground pork.
Sweet.
And Meadow Harvest lamb and beef. So we're eating local as much as possible.
That's fantastic.
All day long. And we have vegan, we have gluten-free, we have, if you have an issue, we have non-dairy. We've got you covered. You will be able to eat. So just don't worry about the food. Just come for the conference and we'll take care of the food.
And not only will you be able to eat, but you'll be able to eat well.
Yeah, which I think is really at the core of all of this, is really celebrating food and the food that connects us all together. I mean, everybody has to eat. I mean, it's one of the things about being a human being. We have to eat, but we can eat well. And it's so exciting when you can build community through that food.
Yeah.
That's what I'm super excited about. Just the connecting with people and networking and seeing people who are as excited about local food and farming and community as all of us are.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful full day. So reminders again, November 1st. Registration is open at 8:00, so you can get there, get signed in, get caffeinated, get the lay of the land, get the schedule, plan your day. Seaside Convention Center, and it goes until
4:30.
Until 4:30.
Yeah.
And lunch is provided.
Oh, and we are hoping to have a follow-up at the Seaside Brewing Company afterwards. So if you want to continue the conversation, I know it's Halloween weekend, and so there may be people there in costume. I don't know. You can come to the conference in costume if you haven't gotten over it yet.
That would be interesting.
If you're still in costume from the night before.
Come dressed as a farmer. But what we find a lot of times is that sometimes we're just not done talking, and so we're all going to migrate over to the Seaside Brewing Company and hang out and continue the conversation there. So please join us. I would say probably like 5:30 would be really when the bulk of the people cleaning up and from the conference will be able to show up, and join us for a couple of beers and
some fun and lively conversation.
Yeah. Fun and lively conversation. That's often what we
No schedule.
I know, it's funny I've been to a lot of conferences in my life now, and they're awesome, and the workshops are awesome, and I'm very excited about these workshops. But I'm always amazed at how some of the best stuff happens in the hallways.
Yeah.
You know, it happens over lunch. It happens, you know, standing in the foyer, and it happens afterwards over a beer or two, and where you're just hanging out and talking, and suddenly you're like, oh, I had no idea you're doing that too. That's so cool. So
yeah, that's wonderful.
I think Emily's really looking forward to that post-conference. I really want to thank Emily. She's done an enormous amount of work organizing this conference, and just amazing kudos to you. I'm really impressed with all that you've done. Thank you for making Grow the Coast happen this year.
Oh, I'm happy to be here and doing this, and it's been actually a great thing to work with North Coast Food Web, and so I'm seeing the strength in working with a partner organization. We also have OSU Extension Service involved in this conference.
Absolutely.
And so having so many different great minds working together and brainstorming, and then we actually, it's our meetings can sometimes feel to me like a pep rally because we get like excited about what we're planning, and then it just moves forward with new ideas and inspiration for each other.
Absolutely. And I really do want to thank OSU Extension and Clatsop County and Tillamook County and just their regional program and the Center for Small Farms, because they've provided amazing resource and support for us to make this happen, and they're really helping to make this an awesome conference. So hope to see you guys there.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounds wonderful. So thanks to our engineer Marianne Myers today, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song, and to Teresa and Emily for sharing about Grow the Coast. And thanks for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about local food on the North Coast.
Food faith, it comes from the place you're in.
A It's 10 o'clock, and you're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, Astoria, Oregon, KTCB 89.5 FM, Tillamook, Oregon, streaming live on the web at coastradio.org, and available on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. It is just a few seconds after 10 o'clock. Coming up in just a few seconds, NPR news headlines, and then we're going to have Lost Highways, as we always do, with John at 6 minutes after the hour. So a couple of hours of fabulous music coming your way in no time at all.